seem to be.
Well, it's day one of training camp, and Coach Zimmer is, you know, he's installing slowly. We're installing probably a little bit faster as far as play concepts are concerned, and we had a good day. It's going to get harder and harder the more he puts in, the blitzes and the coverages that he puts in. But yesterday we had a good day. We feel good about where we are. We feel good about the guys knowing what to do, where to line up. So we're able to install a little bit more this year, day one, than we would have probably last year or the year before.
That's what Marvin said. Marvin felt that conceptually he thought.
Yeah.
Hitting the ground running.
Yeah, no doubt. I just felt with everybody coming back from OTAs and last year, there was no reason to pull back. We might as well just keep going forward and installing fast so they get used to the tempo and what it's going to be like, you know, during the week.
Does Andy have more? You talk about he has more rain.
More rain? He's always had rain. That's the whole. Maybe he didn't realize it or not, but he has as much control as he wants to have. And I told him someday I want to be on the sideline standing there watching the game, eating popcorn, letting him have it. But he has that type of control. We always give him a starting play, a starting concept, but he has the ability at the line of scrimmage any time to get us into a better play.
How close are you to eating popcorn? I mean, is he?
I've been eating a lot of popcorn lately. But you know what? I'm going to be involved with him, and I try to, you know, come up with a plan and plays that I think are conceptually good, but always the defense could get us out of that play. We always call a play for a certain look, but obviously you know that we don't always get that look, and it's important for Andy to know what the problems are and what the plays are that we like to fix the problem.
AJ's attitude, he was talking about, was always go 100%, go after it no matter what. As a coach, I mean, I know you like to see that, but are there situations where your hope maybe doesn't go for 100% of the time, or can you never? You can't plan those kinds of things. Obviously.
Go for
every ball, like when you get hurt.
Oh, AJ, you can't tell AJ not to go for it. But actually, there was a time his first year where I said some of those balls you just got to let them fly over your head or not go up for them. But he's the type of competitor; he'll go up for them. He was trying to stay in bounds, and it was close to staying in bounds. It was a poorly thrown ball. You know, Andy's really his only poorly thrown ball of the day was that one. And unfortunately, they just landed funny, and it's going to happen. But hopefully we'll get him right for Chicago.
What's the emotion just as a coach, you know, one of your best players says over there clutching his knee? Just kind of what's your thought?
It's awful no matter who it is. But, you know, obviously when it's AJ, kind of takes the wind out of everybody. You know, it was really silent there for a few seconds when he went down, and Terrence Newman went over there in the bushes also. So it was a scary, scary deal, and that's something we can avoid by keeping the ball in play and letting him go get it. But when somebody goes down of his caliber, any caliber whatsoever, it's troublesome and worrisome. But luckily, both those guys are okay.